And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. Good afternoon, everyone. This news update is brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. It's time to ask yourself, are you sure? And Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs in downtown Pigeon, as well as by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Residents can now get a closer look at how Saginaw Township Police are using automated license plate readers. The department has launched an online transparency portal showing information about searches conducted through its Flock safety camera system, including the types of crimes connected to searches and the number of cameras checked. Police say 11 cameras are currently operating inside the township, and vehicle data is retained for 30 days. Officers must provide a case number, criminal code, and reason when conducting a search. Lieutenant Andy Myers says quarterly audits are planned to guard against misuse. The cameras capture vehicle and license plate information, but police say they are not used for traffic enforcement and do not provide live video monitoring. The township approved the broader camera program earlier this year. At the time, officials said the system would cost about $147,000 in its first year and $108,000 annually afterwards. Police say the technology has already assisted officers in locating wanted suspects. Lake Township officials are putting a proposed recreational camping ordinance on hold following continued opposition from residents. The township board voted unanimously on August 20th to table the proposal while officials review the regulations and concerns raised by property owners. The draft ordinance would set different rules for camping on developed and on vacant property. Camping on land with a residence would generally be limited to 14 days within a two-month period without a permit, while camping on vacant property would require a temporary use permit and generally be limited to 14 days within 4 months. The proposal also covers setbacks, sanitation, camper storage, as well as enforcement. Township officials say the goal is to prevent campers from becoming unregulated seasonal or permanent residences. Residents raised concerns about property rights and restrictions on smaller lots. The board is expected to revisit the proposal on September 17th. And authorities responded to the Zilwaukee Bridge early Thursday morning after receiving a report involving a woman on the bridge. The incident was reported shortly after 1 a.m. on August 20th. A woman described as being in her 40s died following the incident. Few additional details have been made public, including the woman's identity, and no further information about the circumstances surrounding her death have been confirmed. The Zilwaukee Bridge carries Interstate 75 and U.S. 23 across the Saginaw River in Saginaw County. For anyone experiencing a suicidal crisis or emotional distress, assistance is available through the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by calling or texting 988. And we have your obituaries coming up next, and after that, a message from Sure Health. And we will be right back with your national news. Anna Lee Kelly passed away Saturday, August 22nd, 2026. The Huron County Medical Care Facility. She was born on April 21st, 1929 in Pinnebog, Michigan. Anna Lee is survived by her son Terry and her grandson James, her special friend of 38 years Sharon Ney, and many nieces and nephews. In accordance with Anna Lee's wishes, cremation is to take place at Sunset Valley Crematory in Bay City. There will not be any services. Condolences may be shared with her family and close friends at www.mcalpinefuneralhome.com.
All thanks to you, you've already made this year one of the best years for Sure Health in our 80-plus year history. Now with Harbor Beach as part of our organization, we are now proud to offer coast-to-coast coverage across the entire Thumb of Michigan. Sure Health now has primary care clinics in 7 local communities, from Sebring on Saginaw Bay to Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, Bannack smack dab in the middle, and then Harbor Beach and even Port Hope on the east side. It's never been easier to begin your journey to better health with Sure Health. Don't believe us? Sure Health now even offers 6 pharmacies across the Thumb. Now with Harbor Beach and Ubly joining forces with Elkton, Pigeon, Caseville, and Sebring, making it easier than ever to achieve better health in better life. Want to learn more? Or maybe finally make that appointment that's been on your to-do list for far too long? Go to sure.org for all the details and get your life back on track with Sure Health. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And now for national news. Federal water management officials have issued strict new water allocation cuts for California, Nevada, and Arizona, as water levels across the Colorado River Basin have dropped to historic lows. Unprecedented drought conditions and prolonged high temperatures across the Southwest have severely depleted key reservoirs like Lake Mead and Lake Powell, forcing emergency federal intervention to maintain power generation and basic supply thresholds. The mandated reductions will require regional agricultural districts and municipal water suppliers to implement aggressive conservation measures immediately. Local utility boards are preparing public guidelines that restrict non-essential water usage and incentivize low water farming practices. State leaders are scheduled to hold a joint regional summit late this week to coordinate long-term allocation frameworks under the new federal guidelines. And a Texas state appeals court issued a major ruling revising the financial penalties against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, significantly reducing a previous $50 million defamation award down to $5.5 million. The judicial panel cited state statutory caps on punitive damages as the legal basis for the substantial reduction. Marking a major turning point in the prolonged legal proceedings brought by families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims. Legal representatives for the affected families expressed deep disappointment with the ruling and announced plans to challenge the reduction before the state Supreme Court. The decision has reopened broader national legal debates regarding state caps on jury damages and high-profile defamation lawsuits. Meanwhile, bankruptcy court proceedings regarding the liquidation of InfoWars assets remain ongoing in separate federal courts. And a federal appeals court dismissed a high-profile lawsuit aimed at imposing stricter national restrictions on untraceable home-assembled firearm kits, commonly referred to as ghost guns. The court ruled that the plaintiffs lacked standing to enforce additional administrative mandates beyond current regulatory frameworks, dealing a setback to gun safety advocacy groups seeking uniform federal bans. Gun rights advocates praised the decision as a victory for lawful home manufacturing and constitutional rights, while public safety coalitions warned that the ruling hinders efforts to track unregulated firearms. Several states' attorney generals involved in the initial suit confirmed they are evaluating options for an en banc rehearing. The decision leaves the regulatory landscape fragmented as individual states continue to enforce varying levels of bans on self-assembled firearms. And we will be right back after this message from Ashley Home Store with your international news.
It's the 5 biggest days of summer, exclusively at Ashley and Bad Axe. Take 25% off regular price items store-wide, 15% off orange tag floor models, and accessories are between 40 to a whopping 80% off. But hurry in, because these deals are only available Thursday, August 20th through Monday, August 24th. And when they're gone, they're gone. You can even buy now and pay later with no interest financing for 1, 2, or 5 years. Just stop in store and ask us how. There's Sleep Gallery savings too. At Ashley at Bad Axe, you can shop all major mattress brands. Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, and Ashley Sleep. Twins from 119, Bowls from 288, and 12 queen mattresses priced 288 to 488 while supplies last. And while you shop, register to win an Ashley gift card, $100, $250, or $500. No purchase necessary. Everything is on sale exclusively at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And now for international news. India's External Affairs Minister, Josh Kanar, arrived in Moscow to participate in the 27th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission. The bilateral summit centers on deepening economic cooperation, expanding technological transfers, and securing stable energy trade routes despite ongoing Western sanctions against Russian exports. Josh Kanar is scheduled to hold high-level bilateral talks with Russian foreign ministers and senior industrial officials to streamline cross-border payment mechanisms. Western diplomatic observers are watching the meetings closely as New Delhi continues to balance its strategic partnership with Russia alongside expanding security ties with Western nations. And Indian national security advisors are conducting high-level diplomatic meetings with senior Chinese counterparts in Beijing to de-escalate lingering border tensions and align policy objectives ahead of the upcoming BRICS Leaders Summit. The talks focus on establishing clear communications protocols along sensitive border zones and fostering economic cooperation across emerging market economies. Diplomatic insiders report that both nations are seeking to present a unified stance on developing world economic reform during the multilateral conference. The meeting represents a noticeable thawing in diplomatic communications between the two Asian powers, though military installations along border territories remain closely monitored by both defense departments. And a delicate diplomatic standoff unfolded between Qatar and Iran following allegations regarding the detention of Iranian aviation personnel. Iranian authorities publicly requested that Qatar transfer several detained pilots from offshore facilities to mainland hospitals, alleging the personnel were suffering from severe health issues. Qatari officials firmly denied holding any Iranian pilots, asserting that foreign aircraft had previously violated Qatari sovereign airspace without responding to air traffic radio contact. Despite the conflicting claims, Doha agreed to coordinate with an official Iranian delegation to review maritime search and rescue logs and resolve the diplomatic dispute through formal channels. And nearly 40,000 auto assembly workers affiliated with the Korean Metal Workers Union launched a full-day strike across Hyundai Motor production plants in South Korea, completely freezing assembly lines for 16 consecutive hours. The major walkout marks the union's first full-scale labor shutdown in a decade following months of stalled contract negotiations regarding workers' retirement ages and wage bonuses. Industry analysts estimate that repeated partial strikes leading up to the shutdown have already resulted in lost production exceeding 55,000 vehicles, causing significant delays for international export markets. Union leadership warned that additional multi-hour walkouts are planned unless corporate executives return to the bargaining table with improved pension and retirement security offers. And we will be right back after this message from Pigeon Hardware.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware.
And this is Nate. Kim, have you noticed everyone's summer project list gets a lot longer this time of year?
Absolutely. A lot of those projects start with a fresh coat of Do It Best paint. Whether you're updating a room or freshening up the front porch, we can help you find the perfect color.
And once the painting is done, we've got lawn and garden supplies, plus plumbing, electrical, and hardware items for your next project.
Don't forget, we also offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of Do It Best paint.
Before you start your next summer project, stop in Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, your local home for Do It Best paint.
If you're heading to Pigeon, make sure you visit Pigeon Hardware and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin, all in downtown Pigeon.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.